Good evening, I'm Brett, I'm an alcoholic. First time for me doing a 10-minute speech, so forgive me if I'm terrible, but I should hopefully remember my life a little bit. My story of what I was like, what happened, and what I'm like now. I guess originally I was born in Connecticut, so I'm an East Coast native. Makes you kind of short and irritable and a jerk to live on the East Coast. You got to be that way in order to survive. I'm very grateful to be out here where people are a lot nicer. I also found my sobriety and found my higher power here. But I was born and raised into a very good family. Definitely no problems with my family. I mean, my mom and dad are still married today. I don't have a dysfunctional family. But I do have four grandparents that are alcoholic. So I was told as a young boy that I would probably have an issue with alcohol, and I should stay away from it, and I should be careful with it. But I was a rebellious little jerk, so everything I was ever told not to do, I did. Alcohol wasn't any different. I like to make the example of my mother would tell me I couldn't go on the roof of the house, and my first opportunity to go on the roof, I did. And when I got up there, I could see the whole neighborhood. It was awesome. It was the coolest thing in the world to do what my mom told me not to do. So 14 years old, I got the opportunity to blackmail my older brother into buying me alcohol. Thought it was this mission I had. I had to find out how drunk alcohol could get me. My best friend at the time, he always wanted to do everything that I wanted to do. I always wanted to do everything he wanted to do. But he was a little weird. He didn't want to get super drunk. He didn't want to drink until he couldn't drink anymore. And I don't know what was wrong with him. So I had a lot more times throughout my life where I should have realized I was different than other people, that I was alcoholic, but I always ignored it. I was a good athlete. I had lots of friends. My life was great. I started drinking first off to be rebellious, but as soon as it touched my lips, as soon as I felt that effect of alcohol, I loved it. Love it for a sip for me, like many of us. And I started partying and drinking, and I had a lot of positive effects from alcohol. I would meet girls. I would do things that, for a young man, were very enjoyable. But I also got into some trouble. It caused me some problems at a young age, but nothing major. Even when I got my first DUI, 19 years old, for driving my Camaro 120 miles an hour on the highway until I passed a state trooper. When you see the taillights of a state trooper off in front of you, that's what we call them in Connecticut too, state trooper, not CPH, not CHIP. You see the taillights off in the distance, and you're hammered, and you're driving 120 miles an hour. All of a sudden, whew, car's behind you. I hit the brake, and the car went sideways a couple times, but I was able to save it, and I thought I was a hero for being such a good driver even when I was drunk. They told me I had to go to an AA meeting. 19-year-old punk kid thought he knew everything. I went to one, and it was a bunch of people that believed in God. And it scared the heck out of me. I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in a higher power. And I thought anybody who went to an AA meeting was a failure, was someone who couldn't figure it out on their own, wasn't strong-willed enough, and belonged in this weird cult where they all held hands and hugged, and I wanted out. And I got out. And I actually did pretty good. I made it all the way to 21 before I drove drunk again. I continued to drink. I just figured out ways to convince other people to drive. Turned 21, I convinced myself it was okay to drive drunk again. Smashed into a bunch of snowbanks, did a bunch of stupid stuff. But I was still having fun with alcohol. I was still having a great time. I was in college now, and I got a nickname for how much I drank, but the nickname was Brunk. My name is Brett, and it started off as Brett Drunk. And my friends would say, "Oh, you got Brett Drunk last night," you know. Or they'd wake up and they wouldn't know what happened the night before, and they'd say, "Man, I got Brett drunk last night." Still, I was a normal kid. Everything was fine, and I was going to figure this alcohol out. And of course, I had read a lot of books. I was educated. I thought I was so smart. I knew everything. I had learned that as long as you started to stop drinking like an alcoholic when you were 25, if you were a college student or a military, that was okay. So I had till 25 to figure it all out. The Brett drunk morphed into Brunk, or Brunked. And I was a blackout drinker. I would wake up in the morning and I wouldn't know what I did the night before in college. I had really good friends and they would usually forgive me, or I would come up with an excuse to force myself to forgive myself. But I generally didn't care about other people unless I could convince them to do something that would help me. I was a jerk, I was selfish, and I was drunk every opportunity that I had. I graduated college, I moved in with my girlfriend at the time, loved her, and I couldn't stop drinking. And I liked her a lot because she liked to smoke marijuana. And I wasn't against weed, I just, you know, I'd smoke it here and there, usually to recover on like that rough Sunday after I drank Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and I was like, well, I got to go to school, I got to go to work on Monday, so I got to sober up today. I don't want anybody thinking that I have a problem with alcohol, and I would smoke weed and make me feel better. But she loved to smoke that weed, so it made me think that I could be drunk all the time in front of her, and she wouldn't care. After I smashed my car off a concrete wall and a fence and drove it home and told her that I wasn't drunk, and she smacked the crap out of me. I mean, she was like 4.5 feet tall. She was 90 pounds soaking wet. Beat me up. And she didn't stick around much longer after that. I actually thought I was saving her from her like poor white trash family that she was. I was so good. I was the greatest ever. So I was saving her. She was smart enough to leave me. And what happened was I finally was living in Massachusetts with her. I was going to work in Connecticut. And after work one night, I went bowling. I got another DUI. She was done. Very smart girl. I moved out of the apartment I was with her, and now drinking was no more fun. My life was no more fun. I'm 24 years old. I can't drive a car legally. I can still drink, but it's just not as much fun as it used to be. Started getting pretty depressed. In the back of my mind, I always thought that I'd get this girl back. So I went out and I bought a house. I had a good job. I was smart. Graduated college somehow. Bought a house. And I wasn't like a psycho guy that would call her up and try to get her to come back. But I just always kind of thought she would. She didn't. Oh, that was when I found hard liquor. And that's when I started drinking every night until I was magically wake up the next day. I lived 3 years in that house I bought with my best friend who was also suffering from the same disease. Didn't know it at the time. I just thought we were cooler than everybody else. We could drink more than everybody else. 3 years of that. And finally, I lost my job. I hadn't been making mortgage payments for 3-4 months. And I moved back in with my mommy and my daddy. I was 28 years old. I got sober for the first time, more than like just a few hours where I couldn't afford it or I was at work and it wasn't lunch break. Or I could still function at work, but I'd be half in the bag most of the time. Anyway, I slipped into unbelievable depression and I started doing just like our book says. I tried everything. I didn't try it once. I didn't try it twice. I tried it 3 or 4 times and I kept failing. Moved out here to California. Didn't change me. Kept drinking. Thought I could run away from my friends that I drank with. It didn't work. So, I don't believe in God. Can't go to AA. Doesn't work for me. One night I was so depressed, I actually got down on my hands and knees in my bedroom and I begged for God to save my life. The next day I called a church. I got in touch with one woman who just married a man 7 days before. He's now my sponsor. I met him that night, took me to a recovery meeting. That was August 14th, 2012. I haven't had a drink since. And the most amazing thing is that I care about people now. I actually look at other people and I want to know what I can do to help them, not what it's going to affect me or how I'm going to be better off. I have a program now that keeps me happy, keeps me free. Most important, I'm just full of love, and I used to hate everybody. I have found a higher power. I've gone through my steps. I'm helping someone else go through his now. I give every bit of thanks to this group, to this unity of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I hope all of you guys find it. I hope if you're new here, find a sponsor. Throw away all your thoughts of thinking you can do it on your own. This works. I love all of you guys. Thank you.